Football Giant FM Sports, brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytle, serving Hancock and Shelby counties. You'll find offices in New Pal and in Shelbyville. Recap the very end of the first half on an extra point try with 20 seconds left to go before intermission. Mason Lazure went down with what our early report indicates was some type of lower back injury. And Jason, he was taken off on a backboard, and he'll be taken for medical treatment.
Yeah, no real new update yet, but he was awake and alert on the field when he was taken off. So hopefully we'll get some word here in the second half that we can get out to you.
Something that's a little bit out of the norm, when you trail a game, as the Bears do, you usually just, you can't find anything that was really good, or you did good things, but you turned the ball over, and it led to a bunch of points.
Yeah.
Shelbyville has one turnover. It didn't lead to a quick score, and they've rushed for over 100 yards in the first half.
Yeah, and that's why I said it was it's unfortunate timing that Landon Watson goes out when he did, because I really think – I don't know if Shelbyville wins this game tonight, but I think – They're in the game at this point if Watson's on the field, because Merritt has shown the ability to get through this defense, and I think if Shelbyville had just a little bit of a pass threat, that they could have put up some points here, and that alone would have slowed Yorktown down, and I think we'd be in a ball game right now.
Michael Luciano will handle the kickoff duties. It bounces and is caught on the bounce inside the 10, a run up the middle, 35-40.
Gone.
50. One man to beat. Colin Miltz, a leap, and not able to make the tackle. Kickoff return for touchdown.
Give Miltz credit. He almost got there, but just couldn't trip him up enough. And an opening second half touchdown for Yorktown.
Austin Hill goes right about 95 yards on the kickoff return to open the scoring here in the third quarter. Third touchdown for Hill. The other two via the pass from Reed Neal.
48, Mitchell Dolworth.
Kept doing what you do at every level of kickoff return these days. Is there a flag?
Yeah.
Not in this case. Mitchell Dolworth on the extra point. And that ball did not get very high, and boom, off the crossbar, no good. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, 46-0 in favor of Yorktown. Boy, if you're Yorktown, I'd be concerned about that extra point game going into some close sectional game down the road.
Yep.
Coverage tonight, high school football, being brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville, doing great things together. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, and by Maximum Results, dream homes found here. Tonight's game also brought to you by Color Palette, your trusted home improvement team. Big Ten score, Penn State on the board first, just about midway through the first now in Champaign, leading the Illini 7-0.
I tried to dress that one up and make it appear the Illini had a chance. I tried, John.
It's coming. Have you seen the beard on Lovie Smith? That's the news
that
of the day
probably
in
needs
Illinois
to go.
Football.
That probably needs to go.
He looks like a bad Santa Claus. I mean, bad, raggedy white beard.
It's not good.
For Lovie Smith. Oh, my. A kickoff that caroms off the front row of Shelbyville receivers. It happened earlier in the first half, but the Bears caught it. They didn't catch this one. Yorktown on the carom and the recovery. And Yorktown, obviously in command, gets the ball back again.
We're not sure who recovered that, but it was a great job by all.
I'm looking again just to make sure. We've played 18 seconds in the third period, and Yorktown has scored and recovered the ball.
Yep. That is accurate.
Yorktown with it on the Shelbyville side at the 50 at the 49-yard line.
Tigers take over first and 10 at the Shelbyville 49-yard line.
See how aggressive Yorktown wants to be here. Reed Neal, everything he does is aggressive, whether he runs it or throws it. He's rolling out to his right side. Ball tucked under the arm to the 45 of the 40. Wide receivers blocking for him out of bounds. Maybe just before the 30. Yeah, they'll bring him out at the 31-yard line. It's a gain of 18.
That's good for Yorktown Tigers.
Just padding those stats now.
I've got him 155 yards rushing on 10 carries tonight. First and 10 at the 31. Quick huddle. Yorktown ready to run a play. Two receivers left. One here on the near side of the right. Willis, the running back, off his left shoulder. Neal will throw. Now brings it down and runs. Fake. Fake another man. Then finally caught from behind. But inside the 20 to the 18.
Tackle by Jet Coles.
Gain of 13.
Tackle for Shelbyville by number 4. Jet Coles and number 40, Noah Duesenberg.
And I know these are high school kids, so sometimes you think about quarterback runs, and even a good running quarterback, it doesn't look like a running back. Neal looks like a running back.
Neal looks athletic, fast. Yeah, he looks very good.
First and 10 from the 18 for Yorktown. Four receivers set up the middle with Willis.
47, Aaron Willis on the carry.
Got down to the 15, took a hit there. May have propelled him forward as much as anything else. He ends up down at the 11-yard line.
Close to the 10-yard line. It's like it's right at the 11.
Gain of 7 for Willis, and he's knocking on the door of 100 yards rushing.
60, Jacob Smith for the Shelbyville Golden Bears. Going to be second.
Jacob Smith going to get credit in on the tackle. Second down just outside the 10 for Yorktown. The give again to Willis and trying to carve his way down inside the 10. And I'm not sure he got past the 10. They'll mark him right on the 10, gain of a yard.
Caleb Barrett comes around to get him from behind.
Yorktown kickoff return for touchdown to begin the period.
Third down is short for the Tigers.
And now inside the 10-yard line again. Third down, and they can get a first and set up a new series of downs. Neal to throw, quick out. McCowan the catch, shakes one would-be tackler and spins. And there's the indicator, touchdown. Mylon McCowan with 9:42 to go in the third on a 10-yard touchdown play. Third touchdown pass of the night for Neal. And McCowan in the end zone on his fifth catch overall on the night. And Mitchell Dilworth back out on the field to try another extra point. Kick on the way. Again, that one didn't get air. Was touched on the way through and ends up no good. So the one thing that's not been good has been extra points. But Yorktown getting plenty of practice right now. Now with a 52-0 lead, and we're just over 3 minutes here, or over 2 minutes, rather, into the third period. 9:42 left to go. McCowan on the 10-yard pass play. Had another touchdown tonight. That was for 29 yards midway through the second quarter. High school football tonight, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBon, leading good government through fiscal responsibility, by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life, and by Christian Electric, big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. Jared Harris will boot it away. Colin Miltz is the deep man. He hasn't got to look at a lot of these footballs. Harris has been kicking shorter and, as of late, right into the gut of the guy standing in front of him about 10 yards away. Harris the approach. Get a little bit more air into this one. Put it downfield where Matt Merritt had to go down to a knee to kind of gather it in. And as he did, he touched the ball. He was down. And at the 25-yard line is where the Golden Bear offense will come on the field. Last week, we kind of touched on Greenfield. They end up with the heartbreak of not winning, knowing that New Powell was coming. Shelbyville's going to have this, knowing that New Powell is coming.
it's tough right now in this conference. I think in a lot of conferences, you've got a lot of strong teams at the top, and then the teams at the bottom are really struggling to stay up with some of these teams, and the points we're seeing scored this year are just astronomical.
35 Merritt on the carry.
When is enough enough? You know, like, you see these 69-0 at halftime, and what you feel for one side, but what's the other side supposed to do? You know, it's just, it's tough on both sides, really.
Matt Merritt running the football, tried to get wide to the outside, no gain. And if you're Neupau, and I haven't seen this version of Neupau, but I've seen what Kyle Ralph has had, they're rushing for 330 yards per game. If you just keep handing the ball off, isn't that about the least you can do? If you're a good rushing team, you're a good rushing team. Yeah. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Riley Stevens on the keeper picks up a couple. It's like we were talking with somebody here at Yorktown tonight, and they were upset that actually Neupau had used a timeout late in the half of their game, and by then the game was academic. As Shelbyville looks at third down and 8 from the 27. And Stevens to throw, incomplete. There's a flag down as well, but also thrown into that complaint was, but you still got to stop them, and nobody can stop them right now. So Neupau is the runaway force that is. Waiting on the flag. It's procedure, and it goes against the Bears. It'll be declined with the incompletion, and the Bears will punt.
Penalty's declined.
And somehow, some way, another late night involving a football broadcast on 96.5 this evening.
Back to receive the ball by the Tigers.
Luciano to boot it away. High on the snap, he's able to get it down, and then somehow line it downfield on a ball that didn't get much air under it at all. But boy, can Luciano roll it downfield to the Yorktown 30. No return. And some people are going to go, you're making fun of it. I'm not. The Shelbyville putting team has got to be the best in the HAC. They are by average right now, anyway.
He's getting good rolls
tonight. He's getting amazing rolls.
Almost like a kick, and then it keeps going. It's he's getting about 20 yards of hang time, and then it's just kicking and running.
Yorktown football again, up by 52, 8:15 to go in the third. Handoff and up the middle, and a run for 4 yards. It'll be Cameron Spangler on the run. And I just heard it from the PA guy, and it makes me realize something as Spangler picks up 4. I noted Spangler, and I said earlier in the game on defense, a 3-year starter. He's only a sophomore.
Oh, I noticed that mistake right away. I didn't point it out to you.
No, you did not.
I was going to say, did he start as an 8th grader?
You did not.
I did.
Jordan Spangler, however, was. Kneel to throw, complete, out in the flat. To the 35, 37 on the run. There's a flag down back at the 31-yard line.
Alex Gibson,
the guy catching the football this time. His second catch of the year, a sophomore wide receiver. And the flag again at the 31-yard line.
Holding against the Tigers.
And it's going to be a holding call on Yorktown. Original line of scrimmage was the 34, the flag at the 31. They'll mark him back to the 21-yard line. And it will be, all in all, a 13-yard loss.
Takes the ball back to the Yorktown 22-yard line. Second down long.
So second down becomes about second and 18. And a handoff with Spangler feeling for room on the left side, and he won't find much out to the 25, give it a gain of 3. Fourth carry of the night for Cameron Spangler.
25-yard line.
Clock running, 7:09 to go in the third. Credit Jet Coles with a tackle on the last play. Jet starting at linebacker, but also getting the start at wide receiver tonight. Third down and 15 for the Tigers. Neal in shotgun, running back off his right shoulder. He'll look to throw, get some air under it, and out near the marker, caught. Turn up the left sideline, first down, and more. Shelbyville tacklers catch up at the 45 of the Golden Bears. Jared Harris on the pass play that goes for 30 yards.
Looks like number 24, Arturo Bromasco, with the tackle, running him down from behind.
And maybe that pass on a line as much as anything, yeah, that's been thrown tonight by the junior quarterback. And an injury for Jared Harris. The guy who caught the ball is hopping off on his left foot, keeping that right one off the ground. Hate to admit it, but if I hopped that far, I'd be physically exhausted. He came all the way across the field. First down and 10, Yorktown. Neal handing off, run up the middle, breaking tackles, dragging tacklers down to the 30-yard line, the Yorktown running back.
Hunter Deaton finally for the Bears, bringing him down, but that's a new ball carrier for
Zach Carter.
Yeah. Sophomore.
Number 23, Zach Carter. Pretty good way to break yourself into the ball game, a 15-yard run to get up a first down. Carter sets up off the right arm of his quarterback, and Neal the snap, the give to Carter, and look out, late flags come down. Carter's down as well after a gain of a yard. And we'll wait on the signal here, but it may be in the personal foul area. Multiple flags thrown in near the end of the play. Personal foul, face mask, Shelbyville. So 15 yards off the 1 yard run. And Yorktown certainly in business, looking to get on the board again.
Well, I was going to say, Shelbyville leaving McCowan out here all by himself. Sims finally gets out here to cover him.
Neal still in there at quarterback. Gets it, hands off, and a run for Yorktown down to, they'll mark him at the 11-yard line.
Matt Black on the tackle for Shelbyville.
Matt Black, who had the big blocked punt and sack last week in the win over Greenfield Central. Ball at the 11. Second and 6. A first down can be gained right around the 5-yard line. Wind is really blustery out there. Neal to throw. In the backfield, completes it. And then an effort to push forward by Moore, number 88. And he'll make it to the 10, so it really is just a gain of about a yard for Walker Moore. Walker pulls his way down to the 10-yard line. Third down now for Yorktown with 4:40 to play in the period. Again, Tigers are just outside the 10. They can get a first down around the 5-yard line. Neal hands the ball off. Willis, I believe, number 47, back in the game, and he powers his way inside the 8, maybe the 7. It'll be a gain of 3. And I've got Willis now unofficially at 100 yards. And there's a timeout. There's an injured Golden Bear down on the field. Injury timeout. Major Health Partners experienced the major difference, and like earlier, we've got a bear on his back around the line of scrimmage, I cannot at this point tell you what the number is. Injury timeout. We'll take a break as well. On the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, just over 4 minutes left in the period. Yorktown leading 52-0 on Giant FM Sports.
Remodels. Why do it? Maybe you're getting ready to sell and want to spiff the place up fast and easy, sell it, and move on. But what if you want style and beauty to grace your every morning as you prepare for the day? Or to immerse yourself in a look that says, life is good? Then you need to talk to a Waypoint Living Spaces dealer designer. You need to get exactly what you had in mind.
In Shelbyville, visit Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and More Showroom at 234 East Broadway.
High school football on Giant FM.
It's going to be tough to continue if you're a Shelbyville player. I mean, where do you find it? You know, you've got to stay at a certain level of competitiveness, even though you are getting beat so bad. And it seems like it'd be hard to find right now if you're a Shelbyville player.
Jet Coles, number four, the injured player right now, being attended to by training staff from both schools. And I haven't
coming up
noticed
on the 10 o'clock hour too.
Yeah, I haven't noticed medics. Have you? I don't know what the medics on the field now as well.
Yeah. No, they're out there.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right. So the medical personnel continue to work on Jet Coles, number four, starting linebacker for the Golden Bears. Another timeout. We'll follow this as closely as we can from the press box, and then it would appear more football to come with 4 minutes plus left to go in the third quarter here on Giant FM Sports.
Your number one Golden Bear fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Olinger Insurance is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Olinger Insurance in Shelbyville today at 707 East State Road 44 or call Keith Limpus at 317-398-8936.
They say home.
And back to football action on Giant FM Sports. First play out of the injury, and we'll touch on that again here in just a moment. Neal, shovel pass, Walker Moore, the catch, and takes it in for a Yorktown touchdown. The extra point is pending. Jet Coles carried off via the backboard. Ambulance is awaiting in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's being walked over there now on the stretcher. And we did just get word we will have a running clock the rest of the game, so the clock is ticking now at 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the third period.
To the running clock thing, when I left Illinois, which was a long time ago, we're talking 20 years now, they had really just informally gotten into the, if it's over 40 points in the second half, the clock runs.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody scored and got it under 40, they resume normal operation. Sometimes there were times when head coaches got together and came up with some of their own plans.
I think
this has got to become something formal from the Football Coaches Association.
There's
got to
be a hard rule put in place because these nights are just getting out of control with the scores we're seeing across the state. It's too late to be out here. And we're seeing injuries that, you know, may or may not still happen, but it comes to a point where you've got to get these kids out of here and get them home.
Ready for kickoff, brought to you by Shelby Materials. Yorktown, the approach, and the boot on a low liner downfield, bobbled, and the Bears will fall on at the 30. And if you're thinking, okay, the guys are watching a game, they want to go home. Well, okay, yeah, that, you know what, that is a factor, but I'll tell you this too. It's in the conversations with the Indiana Football Coaches Association. That's why I'm putting it on them.
Yeah.
They're in debate about that right now. Then you got to figure out what are the limitations. Is it 30 points in the second half?
Yeah.
Is it 40 points at any point in the game? Typically, you play the first half normally.
Oh, yeah. You have to do that.
And then you go to the third period to make decisions. Shelbyville down by 59 right now. Minute 29 to go in the third, and the ball is loose. And Yorktown says they've got it. And Mason Graham, I think, is the man getting credit for picking it up.
Yeah, it looked like Merritt pulled the ball back there and took it himself, and there was just a mix-up in the handoff, and the ball came out, and Graham was right there to jump on it.
Shelbyville's third turnover. One came off a tip ball interception back in the first quarter. The other on what turned to be a kick recovery after bounding off a Shelbyville return man in the front row, and now this fumble here with about 1:09 left to go in the third period. Yorktown football, and I believe a man we saw catch a football just a little while ago is Matt Grasso in there in the backfield. Number 14, Matt Grasso, 5'5", 176 pounds, senior, going to pull the trigger now for the Yorktown offense. 3 yard carry. Clock under 20 seconds, and Yorktown doesn't even need to snap this ball, and I don't think they're going to as we go to the fourth. After three quarters of play on your First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, Yorktown 59, Shelbyville nothing.